This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And away we go. It's the happy hour. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, Chris Sello, Matt Scraby today. Tony Gwynn Jr. is idle. Since it's the happy hour, probably not a lot of talking from the Chiefs' perspective. Nothing happy about that. Chiefs' three-peat was smushed by the Philadelphia Eagles, as we all know by now. 40-22. It really should have been 40-6.
Yeah.
Or it should have been 37-0. It just should have been like that.
Yeah.
40-22, maybe 25 years from now, will sound like it was maybe an okay game. It just wasn't. I felt it was the worst performance maybe ever turned in by a championship level team anywhere. You know? I mean, teams have been blown out in Super Bowls, but they're usually young. They're there for the first time. They have a new coach. They have a new quarterback. Something happened. You don't have a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback and lose like that.
And a Hall of Fame tight end.
But they did. They did. And then some. I really can't even think of a, you know, I have to look at every World Series, but, you know, baseball teams. I mean, somebody that's won a bunch of champions. The Yankees won 4 in 6 years. They finally lost to the Diamondbacks. But it was in a seventh game. They didn't get blown off the field. You know, NBA champions, the Bulls just dismantled the team. They did not. They at least didn't go to the finals with Michael Jordan and lose by, you know, 42 points.
I mean, the
this
Chiefs,
was just embarrassing in every way.
The Chiefs don't ever have to deal with terrible Patrick Mahomes mistakes. That is new territory for them.
Yeah.
He doesn't make mistakes like he did yesterday.
We brought it up earlier. I mean, if Tua or Purdy or Kirk Cousins,
Jared
maybe,
Goff.
Especially Kirk Cousins, but yeah, Jared Goff. They throw those two picks across your body, you know, on the run, right two guys pretty much. Cost you the game. One was a pick six. The other set up an easy touchdown. Those quarterbacks would be vilified, number one. And if they did it in a Super Bowl, it would be like, oh, these guys are the biggest choke artists of all time. Got on the biggest stage and couldn't perform. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes has obviously proven before that he can perform. That's why this was so stunning.
I would think if they lose, do we think they're going to get to another one? I mean,
yes, unfortunately.
If he loses
all they have to do is get by Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. We know that's a piece of cake for the Chiefs. They do it every time.
Yeah, I want the AFC. I mean, the AFC does have it set up pretty nice to have those quarterbacks fighting over the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah, I mean, the AFC seems. That's why, you know, the Dolphin in me just kind of sits back and realizes we're not going anywhere for a long time. I'm not going to pass any of these quarterbacks.
You just need to get hot in the playoffs.
Got to get to the playoffs.
Philadelphia
wins its second Super Bowl, fifth championship all time, going back to a couple they won in the 40s. A famous one that they won over the Packers in the 1960. It was the only time Vince Lombardi ever lost a playoff game. That was 1960 championship. Eagles knocked off the Packers. And then, of course, the two Super Bowls they won recently. So fly, Eagles, fly. Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
With the pregame introduction. Did you need that?
I didn't see the... I didn't see it. But no.
John Hamm introduced the Chiefs because he's a Kansas City guy. Bradley Cooper introduced the Eagles.
I mean, you got to go with Paul Rudd if you're going to go with the Chiefs. Paul Rudd is always there for the Chiefs.
Went with John Hamm.
You know what's kind of funny, Chris? Chiefs fans have been talking trash for the past 3 years. I haven't heard from a Chiefs fan today.
What could they possibly say today?
You know what I did last year after my team lost in the Super Bowl?
You popped off.
Showed up to work.
You popped off, too.
Showed up.
Yeah. Well, you're...
What?
You're different.
Okay. I am a little bit different.
Look, the Chiefs fans, they know. They have to wear it today. They got nothing else they can do. And you know what? They can't hear you anyway because they've got two or three rings stuffed into their ears from
earlier. Oh, that
earlier.
Doesn't matter to me anymore.
I know.
What have you done
today
for me
you
lately?
Can get, today you can. Today it's the day to rip on the Chiefs.
They're gonna have to cancel that parade that they already scheduled, and they're gonna have to let Pat Riley know that three-peat trademark is not needed anymore.
Not needed. So. Not needed at all. By the way, if you want to make an early bet for next year. Plus 650 at ESPN Bet. Favorite to win next year's Super Bowl. The Chiefs.
I mean,
Don't kill the messenger.
They have to rebuild that team. They're going to lose some defensive players.
They're going to have what they have. Beyond the Super Bowl, there was a lot going on this weekend, really. Padres, Friday night, signed Connor Joe, then Jason Hayward. Then over the weekend, Gavin Sheets. We mentioned it earlier. It's all well and good. Jeff Sanders, San Diego Union-Tribune writer, began his story today by saying the Padres are continuing to add lottery tickets for the 2025 season. I think that's a good description. Padres are doing what they can to try to strike it rich somewhere. And, you know, on paper, they don't really have anybody yet who's likely to do that. But then again, you're not likely to win the lottery either. And be honest, last year, the Padres crushed the lottery.
They did.
They got Profar out of it all. They got Higashioka out of it all. You know, you could add a couple of more names to people that were surprisingly good.
And Peralta, Solano.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hit both
Matt
those
Waldron.
Guys, too. Yeah, all of them. Very good. It's great.
I mean, all teams need these lottery tickets. And one of those guys could be like Brent Rooker in the making. Who knows?
They got rid of that lottery ticket
know,
a little too
I
soon.
I know. But now
as it turned out. All right. That's the Padres news. The Aztecs lost at Colorado State because they couldn't make a free throw. And props to UC San Diego, the Tritons, with a huge win at Irvine Saturday night. They actually look like they have a more inside track to make the NCAA tournament right now than does San Diego State. And that's kind of a development that very few of us would have expected.
Have the Aztecs overperformed to this point? Are we expecting too much from them? Because we knew that they were a young team and they don't even have the best player.
We expected too much, and then they gave us too much by beating Houston and Creighton. And so we just thought it was going to be another, you know, rollover season.
But is Reese Waters back next year?
I would hope so. He's got to probably get one of those injury waivers. But
medical redshirt.
He hasn't played this year. So.
I know.
Yeah. The Aztecs. I'm not giving up on this team, by the way. You know, they have won the conference tournament in the past. It's not like they can't. But they're very unlikely at this point to get into any at-large conversation. The other one was that the Lakers, Luka Doncic, is now expected to make his debut tonight.
Yes.
For the Lake Show. Alongside LeBron James, who missed a game over the weekend. Both will be in the lineup, apparently, according to the latest reports just a few minutes ago. I think game time is 7 p.m. tonight.
7:30.
Thank you. 7:30 against the Utah Jazz. Doncic expected in. AD. This made me look bad because, I mean, I was the one, and I couldn't believe it, but I stuck up for AD when he got traded to Dallas. I thought, man, I think this is a better trade than people think.
Well, you can't predict this.
Man, you know, he went 26-18 in his first game, and he dominated, but he also got hurt. And now he's out for a month.
That is absolutely brutal.
And that's one of the things, the knocks on AD is that he could never stay healthy.
It's true.
And, I mean, the poor Dallas general manager, who was already under fire for trading Luka, I mean, this guy might have to leave town at this point.
There were Friday, which I'm fine with a protest, but all that stuff about how
it's getting angry now.
Yeah, Nico, people about how they want to, they're sending him death threats.
Yeah,
like,
that's stupid.
That's crazy. Annoying.
That's stupid. The other NBA news over the weekend, Laker fans, this might hurt the Lakers quite a bit, actually, because they really needed a big man, and they thought they had one in Mark Williams. They traded with Charlotte. Only Williams did not pass his physical. The Lakers have sent him back to Charlotte.
I can just imagine them being out of our office. Go back to Charlotte.
And then the Hornets sent out the funniest tweet of the weekend, which was, we're so excited to have Mark Williams. Well, then why'd you trade him?
Like, anyway. I guess in the that Hornets, case, like, pretty what? Funny. Did they say what failed in his physical? I guess that maybe is private information, but
it is. But he'd had whatever
the back injury.
I think it was a back injury. Something. He missed a lot of games, so it wasn't shocking. But again, remember how these physicals work. This was the Laker doctor. Maybe the Charlotte Hornet doctor would have passed him. I don't know.
Do you think maybe that's a way of them like after getting cold feet? You know, maybe we shouldn't have made that trade. Let's just not pass him.
Can't imagine, you and your conspiracies always thinking there's something more to
No, I don't actually think that, but it would be an easy way for them to get out of it.
Yeah, fair enough. I know what you mean. But yeah, so the Lakers begin the Doncic era tonight against the Jazz. Speaking of the word against, there is no hockey for 2 weeks. Something that was a little shocking to Scrabier.
I've been shamed in the chat. Like, apparently, this hockey tournament, I'm an idiot for not
everybody's
knowing about
in
it.
On it.
Everybody is, except for me and you.
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself a pretty good hockey guy, and I think I had heard of the Four Nations face-off. I thought it was something they would just do for a weekend somewhere, and that's it. But instead, they're shutting down the NHL for 2 full weeks.
It's the World Baseball Classic for hockey.
There you go.
Or Hoffy.
But is it really the World Baseball Classic? There's 4 countries involved.
I think they're just starting, Chris.
Okay. I mean, there's a few more than 4 countries that play hockey out there.
I read
there.
That Russia wasn't allowed because of the war in Russia.
How about the Zimbabwe hockey team? They're very
don't get
talented.
I mean,
down
Jamaica,
there.
We have a bobsled team. They could probably.
Yeah, there you go.
They could probably do something.
Well, you can't call it the World Classic with four countries competing.
Can I think it's you? Funny how people in the chat are like so surprised that I don't know anything about this hockey. Like, it's not a
like
big
all
deal.
Of them, like, all of them could give you a 2-hour dissertation on the event.
Like, did you guys know that the Super Bowl was yesterday? Like, it's not the same thing.
Not quite.
I will do better on my hockey knowledge.
I will watch some of this tournament to watch for the commercials, though. I hear the commercials are going to be incredible in the Four Nations face-off.
Well, I guess, Jacob makes a good point.
But
it can't be called the Four Nation Face-Off if you have, like, 8 nations.
Okay. I'll give you that one, Jacob. We'll also give you some traffic right here as Gwen and Chris keeps rolling in the happy hour.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Draft the Oil Change, your trusted Instant Draft the Oil Change. Just a couple things to mention here. Stall vehicle partially blocking the Washington Street off-ramp, North 163. In North County, getting reports of a collision North 15 to the 78, but not showing if lanes are blocked. And along the 78 at Bear Valley Parkway, collision has cleared out of lanes, seeing an improvement in speeds in both directions. Stop by any of the 30 San Diego Valvoline Instant Oil Change centers. You don't have to get out of your car. Usually only takes 15 minutes or less. Plus, get a free courtesy check of your tires and battery. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for directions and discounts. SoCalOilChange.com. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's #1 sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Always loving my friends at SD Fat Loss. They helped me lose 37 pounds a year and a half ago. And they've helped me keep it off for a year and a half. And that's the secret to SD Fat Loss. It's not just, you know, lose some weight, put it right back on when you're done. You're going to learn about why you lost the weight, how you lost it, why, and how you can go about keeping it off. So this whole SD Fat Loss idea leads you to a healthier lifestyle, not just a healthy couple of months. SD Fat Loss, they have a $200 off special going right now as well. In the month of February, the Valentine's Day special. So this would be a great time to check out and find out what we already all know. And that is that SD Fat Loss will give you the secret to losing up to a pound of fat every single day naturally, safely, and effectively. 858-665-3211 or go to sdfatloss.com. Get yourself a free private weight loss consultation. Might find yourself, like many of our listeners, losing like 30, 40, maybe 50 pounds, lowering your cholesterol rate. It's a fantastic way to get back and get healthy again. SD Fat Loss, you've got nothing to lose but the weight.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Itself. Hi, back. Gwen and Chris, 520. Scraby takes over with the Chronicles at 6 o'clock. It actually just kicks me out of the studio. Seems to enjoy doing that on a daily basis. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s idol today, or he would kick him out too. Also,
Tony always has to come back in though because he forgets something. He forgot his cell phone or his water bottle or something.
Hate to give away his secrets, but that is one of them.
He is so forgetful with his water bottle that his wife put his name on it so that when people find it
somewhere, they can. Tony's he forgets some stuff like that.
But he doesn't forget any sports trivia during Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
No. We're all selective. We're all selective like that in our worlds. Certain things we are important to us; others aren't as much. Mm. What team are they talking about here? The NFL power rankings for next season.
Oh gosh,
are out. Like I'll give you an example for the 49ers, who are ranked 13th right at this moment. It says describe the offseason in three words: Brock Purdy's payday. So they're saying that's the big deal. They got to get him re-signed.
Yeah.
And the 49ers have said they're going to do that, or at least try. Whose team is this three-word description? Change the culture.
Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly. Just what I, right? What I'm saying.
I mean, there's a couple teams that come to mind, but the Dolphins
are the number one. They've got to get tough. Worst team in the
league. How do you think they're going to do that with the same coach?
Well, the coach has to change. You're right. There's no question. He's got to make some changes, improvements, but I think players can help lead you that way.
That's true. Yeah, players have to buy in.
Get a couple of players who don't want Vic Fangio fired because he was too tough of a coach. I mean, the guy went on to win the Super Bowl, did he not? Browns are rated the worst team in football. Jets are second worst. And we also know that Aaron Rodgers not coming back.
So who's the first?
Chiefs.
Oh.
Bills, Lions, Eagles, Ravens.
Hmm.
Commanders.
Commanders?
Top six.
Just because, is that just the finish?
No, that's the way too early 2025 rankings.
Okay.
Commanders are never going to lose a game now that Jaden Daniels is their quarterback.
Well, I don't doubt that, but
I do.
You think they're going to lose a game?
Yes, I would be willing to bet on that.
Chris, I don't know if you're like me, but when I was a kid, the day after the Super Bowl was devastating because I knew that there wasn't going to be football for a long time.
Yeah, now, but you got the XFL in a few minutes or UFL. Right?
I don't care about the UFL.
I don't either.
But
I would care if we had a team here.
Are you like that?
I used to be, but
okay.
Yeah, not anymore. I mean, to me, there's going to be another season, and it's going to be here pretty quick.
Yeah.
So
every year it comes faster.
No reason
faster.
To fret. The Super Bowl was all well and good. Some of the other results were all well and good. But by far, the best thing that happened over the weekend happened Saturday night. Do you know what it was? Best thing that happened this weekend in all of sports.
Oh, all of sports.
Everyone will agree. Everyone, I don't know anyone who wouldn't agree with this next statement, that this was the best thing that happened this weekend.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
It happened in the state of North Carolina. Saturday night.
Duke something?
You're close. Dick Vitale returned.
Yes.
To broadcasting. For the first time in nearly 2 years, like he's been away battling cancer.
Tony, then, you're awesome, baby, with a capital A.
I mean, he's battling cancer for 2 years. It seemed like every time he beat it, another one would pop up. And then he'd beat that. And then, I mean, incredible. And really an inspiration to people. And everybody liked Dick Vitale to begin with. So that was great. And he was there for Clemson's victory over number 2 Duke. And the other thing about Dick Vitale, not only cancer-free, he's still working, 85 years old.
Can we talk about someone else who just finished their career?
Yes, I'll get to him in a second.
91?
Yeah, I will in a second.
85, though.
Dick Vitale's 85, and he's got more energy than most of us.
Yeah, he does.
The last game he called prior to Saturday night was the international version of the Aztecs national championship game against UConn.
Really?
I didn't even know he did that.
That is crazy.
But he was on the international broadcast of that game. So, you know, that was just a great, you know, thing over the weekend. So really happy to, you know, welcome Dick. And you heard his thing to Tony.
Tony, you're awesome, baby, with a capital A.
I was not there the day that he called in that you had him on. I wish I had been.
Dick Vitale, every time I've texted him, I obviously have not texted him lately just because I don't want to bother him. But he would get back to me same day. And it's just crazy to me sometimes when these big names like that get back to you same day because they respect
because
you
enough. Because they don't, well, they do, and they don't think of themselves as holier than thou.
That's true.
That's why Dick Vitale is so well liked. He's one of us, or feels like one of us.
He's a type of dandy.
He doesn't expect any special treatment. He doesn't expect anything.
No.
He just wants to, he loves basketball. He wants to be at the game.
Yep.
So that was great news.
That was great
news. And you mentioned the 91-year-old who broadcast his last game, Hubie Brown. Is that who you're, that's who you're referring to, I'm assuming. And Hubie Brown is another story. 91 years old. In the last year, from according to what I read, he lost his wife, he lost his son, and he lost a daughter.
Oh my gosh.
He's 91 years old, so those people are a bit older, but yes, it's been a really, you talk about a tough year.
Wow.
And Hubie Brown, after all that, broadcast his last game over the weekend. So all, good health and happiness to Hubie Brown and continued to Dick Vitale.
I wish I, when I'm 85 or 91, I wish I had the energy that these guys do. Calling a game at 91 or 90 or 89 is not easy.
I have a feeling I'm not going to have the same energy as them when I'm 85 because I don't have it now. So what's going to happen between now and then?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to, like, hit you with a taser to get you to start talking.
You'll have to prop me up at that point.
You're like Weekend at Bernie's.
That's a funny movie. Speaking of college hoops, Clemson is blowing out North Carolina tonight. North Carolina is not going to make the tournament at all. Clemson leads by 21 big ones with 10 minutes to go. 65-44. The NBA game we were following earlier, Cleveland scored the first 16 points of the game and still leads Minnesota by 18. Now in the third quarter, 73-55. Lakers later, Utah Doncic debut. Huh. I thought it made it.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Good.
Someone on the chat says he lost all of them in a year. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Wow.
I hope I'm not wrong, but I read it somewhere. I'm not making,
No, no.
I did see that.
God, that's a tough year.
I would say.
Don't they say, I know that parents never want to have to bury their own kids.
I don't think any parent should have to. It's an awful shame when stuff like that happens.
Oh, good on him for getting through it.
Yes.
Or at least attempting to.
Hubie Brown. And you know what? I'm going to say I learned a lot listening to Hubie Brown do games over the years. He was a really solid analyst.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. All right, we'll take a break. We got our, speaking of solid analyst, Sam Levitt, breaking down the Padres when we return. Crisello, Matt Scraby, carrying you through the post-Super Bowl Monday. Here on Gwynn and Chris, 5:34 is the time. Tony Gwynn Jr., idle. Tomorrow, I will also be idle, which means Scraby runs the show. Exactly. You do not want to miss the crazy goings on tomorrow. I believe Braden Suprenant is going to come in and try to keep pace with you.
He doesn't know that we're just going to spend 4 hours trashing the Chiefs.
You might. You could easily do it
after that
performance yesterday. So it'll be Scraby and Braden tomorrow. I'll be back Wednesday with Scraby, and we'll take it from there. One more quick thing. I mentioned Hubie Brown, the Hall of Famer, broadcaster, who did his final game at the age of 91 over the weekend, and his family challenges. I said that he lost his wife had passed, and both son and daughter in the past year. It was the last 2 years to get that exactly right.
I don't think it makes it any easier.
Doesn't make that any easier at all, no. A shame. All right. Congratulations to today's biggest fan. It is Corey Graft. Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, Graft, G-R-A-F-T, of Chula Vista. Give us a call back within the next 10 minutes, Corey. 833-288-0973. You'll qualify for a grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends, a night in our Odyssey Suite. at a Padres game later this season. Remember, the rest of you can still register your name at 973thefansd.com/. Biggest fan. Corey Graft, 10 minutes, starts now. 56:30, Scrabe.
I just started the timer.
I mean, 36:30.
46:30, by the way.
Well, that's what they have until.
Yes.
46:30.
Yes. I have my timer started. I would like to, since we have a couple minutes here before we hear from our guy Sam Levitt, I would like to remind everyone, I do not choose the names. So please stop.
I thought you were the
angry or getting angry.
It's always you. I know. You take unfair. Look, you take a lot of heat that you deserve. There's no question.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you take a lot that you don't deserve.
And
that would be part of that.
Everybody tweet at Adam Klug.
Well, he doesn't select them either, does he?
I don't know who selects
them. I don't think
he
selects them.
I honestly don't know. I just have a list that I go to, and that's where I get the
names. They just give us the names. We type it in and read it to you.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, we don't have any part of that.
Yes. Oh, of course the chat said, Scraby rigs it! If I rigged it, it would be for my friends and not people I don't know.
I hate to say, though, you deserve it.
What?
Because you think everything else out there is rigged.
Okay.
So that's people are just giving you some of your own medicine.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
I never thought about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like if
that.
You were in the contest and they did not, you know, select your name, you would think that there's something rigged.
This is something I've never thought of, and I can't believe it, but I agree with it.
Yeah. People are just giving
maybe
you,
it is rigged.
They're giving maybe, yeah.
Maybe it is.
Maybe Goodell got with Andy Reid and said, you know, this whole referee thing is getting a little too close to them discovering it.
Yeah.
Right? It's getting close. Maybe we better lose this game.
But
just to get everybody off the scent.
We're gonna call the first penalty.
We'll give you the first one just for old time's sake. But after that, yeah, you're going to have to lose today. I guess that's possible, too. Traffic and then on to baseball, Padres latest with our guy, Sam Levitt. Sam, give me, you know, your breakdown. I called them lottery tickets, and I stole that from Jeff Sanders, so I'm giving him credit for it. But that's what the Padres are doing right now, isn't it? I mean, they're taking a bunch of shots on some guys, and they don't have to all work out. Just hopefully a couple of them do.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we're being honest about it, it's probably not all that dissimilar from what they did with Jerks and Profar this time a year ago. And that was taking, I don't even want to call it a gamble because you were only paying the guy $1 million. So It wasn't much of a gamble, but you at least gave him a shot after, let's remember, what was a really difficult year for Jerks and in 2023, and it worked out wonderfully. Now, is there any guarantee of that with Connor Joe and Jason Hayward? Of course there isn't, but it's relatively low risk because you're not much at all. And look, I think if you want to look at it from the macro sense as a fan and be disappointed that the Padres, you know, for one reason or another, haven't been able to, you know, to fill that gap in left field with a bigger contract, with maybe a bit more of a notable name, that's fine if you're unhappy with that. But I think we're at the point in the offseason where we have to live in the reality a little bit, and that appears to be where, hey, this was the type of move they were going to be able to make, at least for now, in that left field spot. And look, the options, if you don't bring Connor Joe in, if you don't bring Jason Hayward in to platoon out there, or at least give it a shot at the start of the season, what are your options? I mean, Tirso Ornelas, I mean, all respect to Tirso. We don't know what he is. He's been in the organization forever. If he gets a chance, he could go out there and crush it and make a name for himself. But we don't know what Tirso is at the major league level. Certainly, you would have assumed before these moves that he would be a real candidate to win a job out there. I don't know that that's the case anymore with these two moves, although we'll see what Tirso does during spring training. But look, you have Tirso Ornelas, Brandon Lockridge, some other guys that you brought in on minor league deals. I mean, it's not like Hayward and Joe are taking playing time away from anybody that was guaranteed at all to win a job at a spring training. So I'm really okay with it. Again, in the big picture, you know, I understand, you know, if you know, fans are a little frustrated by it just because of the type of offseason it's been. But I think living in the here and now and the reality of where they're at and what's on the market right now for a corner outfield spot, I think it's certainly worth the signings and is really a, you know, sort of a low risk move for both these guys. And look, if you want to look at it as a platoon, I mean, the thing that I really lean into with these two guys, and I know Craig was talking about it earlier. You may have talked about it, in your first couple of segments, is that Jason Hayward traditionally very, very good against right-handed pitching, and Connor Joe's career numbers are very good against left-handed pitching. So that would scream maybe a real strict platoon against lefties and righties. We'll see how it shakes out, but you hope that, you know, whether you want to use the term lottery ticket or lightning in a bottle, you know, you hope you catch a little bit of something, and if not all the production that you'll lose without Jerks and Profar, you hope that you at least get some of it. And look, I know this is a super long answer, sorry, but
keep going. It's a good answer.
The reality is too.
We got another 10 minutes in the segment.
Okay,
on, Sam.
Cool.
Pick it up.
I know. No, well, no Tony today, so I'm trying to.
Yes, you are. You're covering beautifully.
Yeah, I also think the reality with this team offensively heading into the year, heading into Peoria, is that this lineup as is has a lot of star power. And is it a perfect lineup? No. I mean, you know, do we know what they're getting out of left field? No. Do we know what they're getting out of catcher? No. Do we know what they're getting out of the DH spot? Not really. You know, those are three spots in your lineup. I don't want to minimize that, but you have got a top half of the lineup that should be extremely productive if these guys are healthy. So I don't know that you needed, you know, a big time name in left field. If you can get enough production out of left field via Joe or Hayward or one way or another, I think it could work out pretty nicely. So we'll see. You know, you hope it's, you know, a guy like Hayward who's older, you hope it's more a signing like a Profar, like a Solano, like a Peralta, and not so much what we saw the year before in a Nelson Cruz and a Matt Carpenter, and time will tell.
We're talking to TikTok legend Sam Levitt here on 97.3 The Fan.
Who is referring him to? You? Is
me.
That your?
Yes. Okay. On the graphic that I made, it says a legend in the making for one of his descriptors, and also wherever Sammy goes, the champagne flows. So we're going to continue with that, Sam. But I wanted to talk to you about Connor Joe in this aspect, because someone over the weekend was saying that we're overlooking the fact that he is a pretty good first baseman. Now, I brought it up to Chris earlier. He makes a good point that he can't be a starting first baseman on an everyday level. How much first base do you think we're going to see him play?
Yeah, I think there's a chance you'll see him play there quite a bit, right? Because, you know, unless Luis Arraez is going to just play first base every day, and I don't know that he is, you know, I certainly think you could see, depending on how these guys are swinging it, and again, depending on who else this team brings in, over the course of the next month and a half, I still think they're not done here, whether that's a big move or other smaller moves. Look, you could see lineups where Hayward's in left and Connor Joe is playing first base and Luis Arraez is your DH. Like, I could see scenarios. Again, it's hard to say until we see the full picture of this roster, because they still have needs. And still that DH first base spot, if you want to put Joe really more as a left field type, you know, still kind of murky of how they're going to fill that. So, look, I think positional versatility for somebody like him is important. It's important for any player. And if Connor Joe can show up and do some nice things offensively, you know, look, I think he can certainly play himself into the lineup more, and having that positional versatility is certainly something that can help. Look, we saw that, you know, if you want to compare it to bringing in a Donovan Solano last year, who could play some third, who could play some first base, and there are other examples on last year's team as well. So versatility is good. And, you know, look, if he's hitting the ball well, I think there are probably scenarios where you'll see him at first base and, you know, see Arraez as DH, or maybe it's a day where they get Jake Cronenworth off his feet and maybe Arraez goes to second base, you know, a time or two over the course of, you know, a month or so. So we'll see, but versatility is good.
Sammy Levitt is with us. He is the Padres pre- and post-game show host. He's also part-time broadcaster for the Padres. Had a couple of fine assignments last year We expect to, you know, hear him hopefully behind the mic a little more this year, too. I'm just saying.
Chris is putting it out there in the universe.
I'm putting it out there for you, Sam. Are the Padres done in your mind? And would you be okay with that being the case, Sam?
Do I think they're done? No, okay. I don't. I find that hard to believe. Even if it's not a big move, I would imagine there are going to be some other smaller deals that come through. I just don't see how there isn't. I mean, right now, you know, I don't know, other than some of these kind of quadruple A type guys that they have, who's going to be on this bench, you know, other than a Tyler Wade, who certainly will be there. You know, I think at the very least you'll see some smaller moves. I just think they need it to fill out this roster. But look, I think the looming question is going to be, Chris, that you know, is there something big down the pipeline here at some point? Is there going to be a major trade? Are they going to move a Cease? Are they going to move a Suarez or a King or an Arraez? Again, you're starting to get the feeling based on the rumors that maybe that's not going to be the case. I personally hope it's not the case. If I were AJ Preller, and I'm not, my opinion is I'd almost rather roll with this team and these guys than make a major trade and create another hole. I think they are good enough as is to hang around at the very least until the summertime, and then you assess things from there, and you add how you have to add. And we know AJ's very good at the deadline. So look, my prediction is I don't think there will be a big move, but I do think there will be smaller moves still to be made. And you know, look, I think it's just the necessity. And as prices come down, as we get into spring training, I would not be surprised if, you know, there's another major league contract or two given out. But at this point, I'd be surprised if there was a big-time move where they moved somebody and got multiple pieces back. But, of course, I think that's going to be the looming question is, in an off-season where at times it seemed like that was inevitable, is that something they're ultimately going to do before we hit opening day? And I think that's a pretty looming question still over spring training.
I agree with that. We're talking to Sam Levitt here, 97.3 The Fan, and Sam is going to be departing for spring training tomorrow. So he'll be on the scene on Wednesday when Padres pitchers and catchers report to Peoria. But I heard Harold Reynolds earlier, Sam, on MLB Network, and he seems to want to trade all of the Padres stars. He talked about Fernando. Now he's saying Dylan Cease and Michael King might be traded. Like, that is a sign of a rebuild to me. Is there any chance in your mind, and I know the answer is yes, there's a chance, but in your mind, to trade both of those guys before the season, or at least
Cease and King?
Yeah, leading up to the season.
Or what about Fernando?
No.
I'm not
who
even
said,
going
who
to
said,
enter.
Who did
well,
you,
you
say
mentioned
that?
No, Harold Reynolds said trade Fernando.
Oh.
So,
well, just because Harold Reynolds says it doesn't mean
that. No, I get that. No, we're asking you how crazy that
so
would
you
be.
Agree that that's crazy. That at least
that's
is crazy.
Yeah. Look, my opinion, the Padres are right now. This is my opinion. Okay, I'm not saying that, you know, anything's for sure. Again, to me, that is a looming question as we get to Peoria tomorrow and Wednesday. You know, are they going to do something very, very significant as far as a trade at some point? I think that's a fair question to ask based on the rumors all offseason, based on what they need, all those things. But I am of the opinion, if I'm in the front office right now, that I would rather, I think your team, your core is good enough where I would rather roll with what you got, Cease, King, Arise. If I had to trade somebody, it would probably be Robert Suarez. And I love Robert Suarez, and he was great for the most part last year. But I just think your bullpen is deep enough where that would be the spot where you could lose him. You could lose somebody and get some stuff back to fill some other gaps. So that would be the guy I would look to move if I'm looking to move anybody. But aside from that, guys, I'm of the mindset here on February 10th as I get ready to leave for Peoria and, like, these guys are showing up, where I'm like, you know, you got a good core of guys here. It's not going to be a perfect roster. But I think you've got enough to win and hang around and be right in this thing come the trade deadline, and then you assess it from there, you know, good or bad. And if you're not, then they may have to make some difficult decisions with a number of guys in walk years. But you're so far from that. And when you come off a season where you've won 93 games and you have the top six or so in a lineup that they have, and you have a King and a Cease and a Darvish and a really solid bullpen, I just can't walk into a season thinking that the worst is going to happen, or at this point that it would be smart to move both a King or a Cease, or both a Cease and a Rise. I mean, again, it's been a very quiet off season. It's not a perfect roster. I think we all understand that, but put me in the category of being more bullish on this team just based on what they did a year ago and based on who they've got. Like, there's been a lot of talk about who they don't have. And I think, and again, I'm not trying to trick any fans out there, but just take a second and think about who they do have. And to me, there's an argument to be made that could be good enough to be right in this thing in the summer, and then you assess it from there. And maybe you can be a little bit more aggressive come the trade deadline and you make a real run at this thing. I just, you know, you got stars on this team in their prime. To me, I am not punting on that whatsoever.
Remember who you do have. The quote from Sam Levitt. All right, very good. Sammy, Crisello, Matt Scraby, wrapping things up.
Your camera's only malfunctioned once today. It's been nice.
I've been on point today. One quick note before we turn it over to the Chronicles. Yesterday's Super Bowl 59, a record average audience of 126
wow.
million U.S. million. Viewers.
U.S., that's it? For the U.S., that's only U.S.? That's
game was televised by Fox, Fox Deportes, Telemundo, and streamed on Tubi. Apparently 13.6 million watched on Tubi.
I did not.
So
our population's 333 million people in America.
One out of every two, almost. One
wow.
out of every
that's incredible.
Two and a half. I did talk to a lady in my neighborhood yesterday. She was walking the dog, and I was on my way out to get some last minute stuff. And I said, "You watching the game today?" She goes, "No, don't care. Have no interest."
All right.
And I'm like, "Okay, but." Like, what do you do? What do you do instead?
I had a friend that hated football. Never
hated?
So you know what they did? They went to the mall. They went
really?
And did all the things.
Just do all the things you can do because no one else is there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was driving around yesterday.
Yeah, that's
and
a good idea.
There was no one on the roads right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. 126 million U.S. viewers is a new all-time record, beating last year's. What happened last year? Oh, yeah, Chiefs beat the 49ers last year, Scrabe. Do you remember that game?
Yes. I remember.
Scraby Chronicles are next. Tomorrow, Scraby takes over with Braden. Everybody have a good couple of days. We'll talk to you shortly, soon, on 97.3 The Fan. Adios.